peace and love, peace and love.
Welcome to this neighborhood, neighbor.
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're gonna get.
You know what I am? I'm a housewife that figured it out. Wow, 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 woo!
And now, here's the host of Good Things Radio, Brooke Taylor.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Good Things Radio. I am a housewife who clearly has not figured it out. So if that's you too, at least on some days, you have come to the right place. My name is Brooke Taylor. Thank you for being a part of the show today. Coming up on the program, we are focusing big time on movies, family-friendly films that you must see over the summer. We've got Memorial Day coming up, then road trips, summer vacation. So I'm all about setting the mood with some movies, and I've put together a little list of summer fun films. I actually have to thank one of our listeners, Kathleen, because she, in a little feedback email, put a PS, would you consider putting this list together? And I was so excited to be able to actually do that. So I have just a taste. We're going to get into that a little bit on this show. And now the reader in me is screaming, and I feel really bad because I'm putting the movies before the books. We are a big summer reading family, but I've already got the movie list ready to go. So we're going to start there and we'll go over that. Also kicking off a new feature with Brooke's favorite things, kind of like Oprah, except I'm not giving away a car or pajamas or pretty much anything. But you know, every now and then you get excited when you find something. And whether it's something you bring to me or I discover, I want to share it with you. So we're going to kick that off as well. Listener feedback, as well as the giveaway for the Walking with Purpose Bible study. So we've got a little bit of everything on today's show. Let's jump in and begin with prayer, if you join me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, to your disciples, to your followers, you said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot accept, because it neither sees nor knows him, but you know him, because he remains with you and will be in you. I will not leave you orphans. I will come to you. Dear God, we are not orphans. Sometimes we may feel abandoned or cynical or overwhelmed or in a land we don't quite fit, but that's because we know we are made to be with you. Help us to boldly live as those who belong to you, who've been bought with your precious blood, redeemed and saved. Father, pick us up when we fall and remind us that we are made to do great things. Amen.
Sitting in the darkness.
So the brilliant C.S. Lewis once said, art functions as a window unto worlds unseen. As humans, he writes, we seek an enlargement of our being. I love that. We seek an enlargement of our being. And I think for me, that speaks to one of the reasons, maybe the core reason of why I love movies so much. I'm always trying to impart lessons. I'm a visual learner, but as a mom to my kids through this form, and I look at the years we've loved Little House on the Prairie and learning lessons from that, learning that love is stronger than money, what it means to ask God to give us this day our daily bread, that our family can be our best friends, how faith can get us through anything. These are just like off the top of my head, lessons from the Little House on the Prairie. From Anne of Green Gables, that's one I grew up watching, was excited to share with my kids, even though they're boys. But some of the lessons I learned from that are God sometimes sends people in our lives in the most unexpected way. Because remember, Marilla and Matthew were not expecting a girl. They were expecting a boy. Anne shows up on the train. The rest is history. So that's another category with Anne of Green Gables and some of the lessons there. And it goes on and on and on. So when we watch movies, I really try to find those gems, because even like Brady Bunch or Leave It to Beaver, all of those shows, I think even up in the 80s, they would come with the sitcoms, a catchy script and a half an hour conclusion, and you've got the protagonist and antagonist characters, but it would always have Andy Griffith's show, for instance, a great moral lesson attached to it, just like a lot of the movies. And I think that's what's lacking. There's a big void in that today. And the movies that are being cranked out so quickly, it's just, I'm not seeing that substance anymore. So it's been a big passion of mine to try try to find those. And it has not always been easy. So these are just a few that I've marked down, wanted to share with you. Would love to get your thoughts on this too. Have you seen any of these? What would you add to the list? I know that I'm not even coming close to what a good comprehensive list like this needs to be. But what I did is I broke it up into categories in particular. So I've broken them into themes to help. If you're maybe looking for a movie that deals with special needs, we've got that. Patriotic, sports, and general. So those are the themes that I created. A couple disclaimers going into this list. Number one, you have to decide if this movie is something that you want to watch with your family. I could say it's rated G, it's a musical, it's all great. And you might watch it and be like, I am never trusting Brooke again, because you might, for your family and your standards, think it's totally not acceptable. And so no matter what, and some of these movies are just for you or a date night or mom and dad, whatever, I will try to remember as we get into this list to tell you which ones those are. But regardless, it's important to do your homework. And I know I don't need to say that because you will. And a disclaimer that some of these are low budget. I know for those like my husband or my kids that roll their eyes and groan when they see immediately that it's either subtitle or low budget, it doesn't mean that the message is necessarily diluted. So I will try to let you know that too. But going in, here's what we have. So number one on the list, are you ready? Here we go. Out of the box. I started with special needs. So the first movie on the list here is Marie's Story. And this is a movie that I'm really struggling to find the words to impart the power and the way that this movie has changed my life. And I'm really going to try to get through it without crying. You probably haven't heard of Marie's Story. I stumbled upon it a couple years ago, a year and a half ago, on Netflix. The moment that I watched it again. And then I watched it like three more times. And then I reached out to Lisa Hendy and I said, someone needs to write a book about Marie Hertin. I don't know how to say her last name. She's French. So French, usually they don't pronounce the H. Is that right? So it would be Marie Hertin. I hope I don't have any French teachers listening. But the point is, Marie's Story is kind of the French counterpart of Helen Keller, except with a very strong element of faith, in particular, the Catholic faith. So Marie's Story is not widely known in France. Marie Hertin lived from 1885 to 1921, so around the same age as Helen Keller, the time frame, I should say. She was born deaf and blind, and her parents, not knowing what to do because she really was feral, she was like an animal, they dropped her off at a deaf school. It was a school for deaf children run by Catholic nuns. And the opening scenes will break your heart. The frustration you can see of this little girl being trapped inside. And then what unfolds throughout the film. One sister, Sister Marguerite, is chosen to communicate with her and to try to teach her. And it is a long and arduous process. And as a mom who every day dreams when I wake up and prays when I go to bed of a way that I could have a breakthrough with my daughter, this was a life-changing movie for me, because it shows you that it could take years and it could get worse before it gets better, but never to get up and simply being able to identify, beginning to identify one simple thing that she was able to do, and then to be able to open up an entire world for Marie. And I did so much research, or I tried to, but there's not that much out there about Marie that the world needs to know about this young girl's story. And then the sad part, which I don't want to give a spoiler alert, so maybe I won't tell you what happens at the end, but even despite tragedy, even despite difficulty, the human spirit is so extraordinary. And when it's matched with faith, it is unstoppable. So I really recommend that movie. It's called Marie's Story. You can find it on Amazon. You can get it on Netflix. You can order it from the library. Watch it. Tell your friends about it. Watch it again. And I will say, it is in subtitles. It was one that my children watched, no problem. There are some violent scenes because girls can be mean. She's in this place where there are bullies. There are some stressful situations, but it's life. And the ages of my kids, they were well able to handle it. So I say two thumbs up. That's one of the best on the list that I would say out of the box. Another honorable mention in the special needs category is Temple Grandin. If you haven't seen the Temple Grandin movie, and it's spelled T-E-M-P-L-E, Temple Grandin, Claire Danes plays in the film. It's a great story. It's a true story of Temple Grandin, who is high functioning, autistic, brilliant woman, and also struggled a lot because growing up in the 50s, I think she was born in 1947. So growing up in the 50s, really in an age where autism wasn't talked about, wasn't really diagnosed as such. some of the challenges that go along with that too. So that's another thumbs up. Different drummers. We just found this one, and I'm going to say yes right here. It is a low budget movie, and it was almost to the point. So Dove Family Films has a category on Amazon, and we had to sign up for like, I don't know, a week free subscription. And we rented this movie, and it's a true story. Again, I love the true stories because you're going out of the box into something that you know was a journey of a human being. So David is a wheelchair-bound student, a young boy. He has muscular dystrophy. He's growing up and getting progressively weaker. And then his friend Lyle is a buddy of his. They develop this friendship, but Lyle has ADHD. And the thing about that is, in the 60s, when this movie takes place, again, it's not diagnosed as such. So there's a lot of frustrations. Any parent who has a child with ADD or ADHD, I think you're really going to like this movie. You're going to see how things have changed, but still kind of the common challenges. And then David's faith and how that rubs off on Lyle. And my boys love this because it takes place in the 60s. You can kind of see the cool outfits and just the way things, like the David has a urinal tube. So they were like, what? You know, just you're learning about people in different walks of life and some of the challenges and the unknowns, again, that broaden us as human beings, that teach us. And so, again, that's called Different Drummers. It's rated PG, family friendly, no problem there. The next movie on the list, this is not safe for the whole family. There is a lot of profanity in this. But again, if you have older kids and as long as they're aware and you know going in, it's called My Left Foot. This you probably maybe have seen. It was up for an Academy Award. It's Daniel Day-Lewis. And it's the true story of Christy Brown. Christy Brown was an Irish author, a painter, a poet. He had severe paralysis, and he could only move except for a few toes on his left foot. He was incapable of speech for years, but his mother continued to communicate with him. I pulled up a little bit of his bio. It says his parents, he was one of 13 surviving children out of 22 born. I mean, just stop and think about that right there. 22 children born to this woman, Bridget, and 13 of them survived. One of them being her son, Christy Brown, that when he was born, they said, you need to send him to a home. They don't have a lot of resources. And she said, no, this is my boy. This is my son. We will care for him. Out of all her children, the one that brings the most glory to their family name is the one that no one would expect. And that was her son, Christy Brown. Now, it's one of those movies that after I saw it, I had to go on this whole odyssey and explore the story of Christy Brown. And sadly, it doesn't end well. But in the movie, Daniel Day-Lewis, who is a renowned method actor, and he's brilliant, but he uses the F word a lot. So I just want to let you know that's kind of peppered in there throughout. The entire movie as is isn't problematic. It's just the language. So I want to let you know. But My Left Foot, it's an older movie, but still keeps. So I would recommend that on the list. That's where I'm leaving off for the special needs movies. If you have any that you would like to submit or suggest, let me know. The next category on the list is patriotic. And I put that in here because Memorial Day is coming up. And I think one that really needs to be on the list is Taking Chance. Follows a fallen Marine's journey home. And as civilians, there are so many things we have no idea about that go on in the military, the sacrifices that are made. Kevin Bacon stars in this film. It's based again on a true story. I want to play just a snippet of the trailer. Take a listen.
Sir, last night I read the DOD announcement about EFC Phelps. I would be honored to escort him home. Being picked up at 6.
Tomorrow morning?
It's a little unusual for an officer to escort a PFC.
Yes, sir, I know that, but I would very much like to do it, sir.
It's actually not rated, but Common Sense Media suggests ages 14 and up. Next on the list, I don't know that I've talked about this movie on the podcast, at least for the last couple of years, and Louis Zamperini has been a constant source of material for me for many years. Louis Zamperini is probably one of our greatest family heroes. As we read his story, it was one of the best read-aloud books because it's written in a very vivid way. And the great thing about books is you can edit as you go. There were definitely some parts. Louis was a POW, so there were some parts that were graphic, but when you have boys or teenage boys, listen, being a POW is a part of history. It's a part of what happens. And because someone gets punched 800 times, it's not pleasant. It's not something that we want to focus on. But I also think that when you're reading it, it can be a little bit more sterilized than when you're watching it. And they've got the sound effects and the blood splatter. But there were some things that we just edited, pages that I skipped. We read that book, though, loved the movie. I know that there was maybe some split opinion on that movie. I recommend the movie. And again, you have to make that decision on the ages of the kids. Because of the war element, there are definitely some moments that you kind of feel your throat tighten up, but there's also amazing moments of triumph and victory and beauty. So I would say Unbroken. Another one on the list is an oldie. It's called Battleground. Battleground with an exclamation point. This movie, it doesn't have like a package trailer. Some of the older movies don't, if you look for them on like Amazon or YouTube, but they do like a little montage and they put some scenes together. Well, that was the case with this one. And there's one scene that's on YouTube that I wanted to play for you. And just to set the stage, it's American soldiers. They are engaging the Germans in a snowy, it's really foggy winter war. It's a battle near Bastogne in World War II. They're low on fuel, they're low on ammunition, they're low on rations, and the Germans are constantly fueling this propaganda that they need to surrender, they need to give up. And so it's not a lot of heavy battle scenes because of the time frame that it took place. And this was made in 1950s. You're not talking about graphic visual effects or anything like that, but there is an element of faith, and that's why I really like the movie so much. So I want to take you into that a little bit. This is a scene we're going to hear. It's a chaplain talking about coming together. So on his Jeep hood, he has the altar that he sets up, and he says to the soldiers, you know, no matter what faith you practice, simply join in prayer with one voice. That's what we're about here. So he also talks about questioning if the war, this trip, was worth it, because these guys are tired. They want to go home. They've seen a lot of people lost, and they're not getting anywhere. So that's what this chaplain addresses. Take a listen.
Was this trip necessary? Well, let's look at the facts. Nobody wanted this war but the Nazis. A great many people tried to deal with them, and a lot of them are dead. Millions have died for no other reason except that the Nazis wanted them dead. So, in the final showdown, there was nothing left to do except fight. There's a great lesson in this. And those of us who've learned it the hard way aren't going to forget it. We must never again let any force dedicated to a super race or a super idea or a super anything become strong enough to impose itself upon a free world. We must be smart enough and tough enough in the beginning to put out the fire before it starts spreading. My answer to the $64 question is, yes, this trip was necessary. As the years go by, a lot of people are going to forget, but you won't. And don't ever let anybody tell you you were a sucker to fight in the war against fascism. And now, Jerry permitting, let us pray.
I love it, again, because it's not too graphic, and it's filled with faith, perseverance, and like so many, again, of the old movies and programs do, it's filled with a moral lesson. So that's called Battleground. Okay, next is sports. And so if you have anybody in your family that loves sports and that's kind of how they learn, I mean, there's no shortage of amazing movies from Rudy to The Miracle Movie. So those are obvious. I'm not going to mention those. But there are a couple that I do want to hit in the sports category that maybe you don't know about. Now, the first one, I need to give you a warning and a disclaimer. This is very, very tough to listen to, let alone watch. It is not an easy movie to view. I will be honest. We watched it as a family. I don't know if I knew what I was getting into when I saw the film, but it brought about such a profound discussion in our family about safety, about driving. If you have any teen drivers, this is going to hit you hard, as well as the fragility of life and what we're here for. So I want to have you listen to The Fifth Quarter. It is a 2011 movie. It has Aidan Quinn. I love him. He's such a, from Legends of the Fall, he had me in every movie since. I think he's a great actor. So The Fifth Quarter, and then there's Andy McDowell is in it also. It's rated PG. So again, there's no profanity, there's no sexuality, but it does have a graphic scene of an accident. So take a listen to the trailer.
Not your seatbelts, guys!
Don't do it, man!
Shit, Henry!
Henry!
Let me out!
just said, do you have a child? That's my son. Where is he?
Oh, my God. I can't do this.
It's not good.
Gotta wake up, little brother.
You're not taking him off this machine, all right? You're not shutting that thing off. Do you understand me?
I want them to be able to say goodbye to me, each and every one of them, while he's still alive.
He wanted to donate. I wanted to donate. Our lives have been shattered into a million pieces. I have no idea how to put them back together.
I can't believe it. You know, I can't believe they'll never see him again.
You don't know what it's like, Johnny. All right? How could you? I don't understand. How could he be dead at 15, baby?
I want you to start practicing with the team.
I can't play. I can't even pretend to play.
Everything you do should be for you and for Luke. That's got to be your motivation. Are you willing to do whatever it takes to be the best that you can be? Because I will take you there.
Two, baby, two, one. Now he's gone.
I want to talk to you about my number, Coach. I want to wear Luke's number 5.
I know you've been playing for Luke all year. But for this game, I want you to play for you.
I can't even take care of myself. How am I supposed to take care of her?
You see this man here?
He is my brother. I will never let him down.
And remember, we finish! Do you hear me?
Yes, Coach!
Do you hear me?
Yes, Coach!
Wow, okay, there you have it. So you can kind of gather the scene, the visual in your mind as you hear that. And I know at this point, maybe you're thinking, okay, this is like summer break. This is road trip. This is like not the movie that I want to watch when I take my kids on vacation. And I agree. But I do think that these at least belong on a honorable mention list of family. Is that family friendly? I don't know. I guess movies that could change your life. Why don't we say that? Maybe I need to just redo the entire category altogether. Because movies that could change your life, it doesn't mean that they're funny necessarily. I mean, they can be wrenching, and that's why they push us out of our comfort zone and force us to think about things that we would rather not. And because of that, bring us into a new place where we can see things in a fresh perspective. And maybe that's what this is. So that's The Fifth Quarter. The next one, I think in sports, Unbroken fits too, because you've got the Olympics in there. Louis Zamperini was an Olympian. Also, The Perfect Game. This is one of my all-time favorite movies. I want you to hear the trailer. Take a listen.
Most kids can only dream of playing in the big game. But for 9 boys, that dream is about to become real.
Who taught you to pitch?
Cardinals.
The St. Louis Cardinals.
That's right.
You played in the majors?
Well, sort of. I coached.
Will you be our coach? Will you take us to America?
Again! Again!
We take a miracle and make these kids into a real team.
Well, sometimes God gives us the ability to make them.
Yeah, so there you go. It's 1957, kind of ragtag, shoeless, poor group of kids from Mexico, and they shocked the world. They won 13 games in a row in the Little League World Series. Awesome faith element, awesome team effort, and what happens when you can come together. Underdog element is in there because we always root for somebody. I mean, just the unexpected nature, and also how people work together and how you see it really is a team effort, not just with the players, but the community and people along the way as well. So The Perfect Game, I think, is one of the best of the best. That is a good summer movie for sure, because it is lighthearted. If you are on a road trip, it's fun, and it's baseball season. So yes, The Perfect Game, I highly recommend that one. Okay, in our last category is just general. So just these are just across the board movies that could quite possibly change your life. And I don't like to just throw it out there, change your life. I mean, that's a big statement to say. But somewhere in there, as we opened the feature and talked about that C.S. Lewis quote, art functioning as a window onto worlds unseen, and that we seek an enlargement of our being, I think these films have the ability to make that happen. So the one that I'm going to start with on the general category is the movie Noble.
You're 12 years old. You're looking after your little sister. I know how hard it is.
It's just a drop in the ocean.
But this is only the beginning. If we build one center, we can build 10. Fight for me, Jerry.
Christina Noble is a real woman. Have you heard of her? Some people call her the Irish Mother Teresa, although she's not a nun. She is a wonderful, faithful Christian woman that was born in Ireland. When she was 10 years old, her mother died of tuberculosis. So she and her siblings were in the home with the dad, but dad was never present. He was an alcoholic. From what the movie alludes to, he was abusive. They were taken away. They were sent into different orphanages, told their siblings had died. And that's where Christina's story really began to get intense. And even though she's taken to Connemara and it's a school run by nuns that is not very favorable in terms of the way the sisters treated her, I really appreciated the way the story was told. It's part of her journey, and it did not sour her to her faith. Although she lost her mom, although her family was taken away, and then she was sent to this place, that did not cause her to lose her faith. She remained faithful to God, and she has since. In 1989, I believe it is, she goes to Ho Chi Minh City. She travels to Vietnam because she had been given a vision by God that she needed to go there. And from that moment on to today, she has dedicated her life to helping the orphans and the children of the street. And in the movie, they call these children, well, the Bu Doi. It means the dust of the earth, the dust under your sandals, that they are nothing but the dust on the ground. And for any Christian human being, that has to resonate. Again, this one is not an easy movie to watch. I don't think this one is for younger children. Obviously, even in the description that I shared, you can hear there's a lot of trauma in this movie. But for me, it gave me a renewed passion to support and help and open my eyes to the human trafficking. That every corner of the earth where there are children on the street, there are people preying on them. And it's a really powerful film. And I would like to point you to a review, because then I was doing research after the movie, and what did I see but a review on CatholicMom.com from Tanya Whitesoul. And Tanya is one of our listeners, and she's one of our Arise attendees. She came to the retreat. I was so excited when I saw that she had written a review about this movie. So if you would like to, I think I'll link it up in the show notes. If you're interested, you can read what she had to say about this film. It's not a road trip one, but for you, if you're interested and really want to be moved and changed. And sometimes what I find is even stories that you get on YouTube, interviews with these people, can do the job as opposed to watching the movie. So today I was showing the kids these interviews with Christina Noble, who she was, and an introduction to this amazing woman's life and what you can do as one human being with a mission to serve God and where he can send you. Now, they didn't see the movie, but that's what's awesome about YouTube. So again, that one is called Noble. I'm just going to get through the rest of the list really quickly. So the next one is Duck Soup, Marx Brothers, 1933, Harpo and Groucho Marx. That one, across the board, family friendly. It's funny, it's light, it's slapstick. Everybody needs to have an introduction to vaudeville. So I think that that one for us is one of our favorites we go back to. It's Duck Soup. On the Way to School is a documentary I recommend. Courageous and Fireproof, too low budget warning, I'm telling you right now. But for my son Grant, Courageous is one of his favorite movies of all time. So those two. And then finally, the Coke Miracle. Again, this is a very intense one, but if you are a skeptic, if you are someone that needs to be reminded of miracles, I invite you to check out the Cokeville Miracle. Again, it's C-O-K-E, so like the soda, Cokeville Miracle. And that one is intense, again, and that's one too that might have you doing research after the end of the film. So there you go. It is a partial list. I know I am missing a boatload of good movies that need to be on there. And McFarland USA, that's another sports one I wanted to mention. McFarland USA with Kevin Costner. We've talked about Costner. We've talked about that one on the show before, but every family, again, has a different standard of what they're allowed in their home, the maturity of the children being able to grasp the concept, and would just leave it open to you. But those are the movies on my list. And instead of, I think what I will do is I will basically copy and paste this list and create a blog post. So if you get the newsletter, look for that. You'll be able to link up directly in that. Also on the show notes, in the place that you can sign up to be a patron or to get the newsletter, you can access my website and blog that way too. So there you go. I hope that helps.
Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with a moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things.
So we're just coming off of the Mother's Day weekend, and what a wonderful blessing it was, a little mix of everything. I know that Mother's Day weekend can be bittersweet, and I have a couple friends who just recently lost their mom. That is such a hard thing. This is such a hard time of year and so many different emotions. So every year I just try to be grateful and hang on to this precious time with my kids. On Saturday, I had the blessing to go one-on-one with one of my boys canoeing, and I think in that 2 hours, we had more conversation than we have in the last year. And when you have a large family, sometimes it's just the nature of it. And some kids are more talkative than others. And so quiet ones can kind of sometimes get lost in the shuffle. And this, for me, was the greatest possible gift, this wonderful conversation with my son. So that was a blessing. The other exciting development that I've been wanting to tell you about are these new shoes. So a couple weeks before Mother's Day, my husband had said, this is what the kids and I want to do. We want to get you new running shoes. Yours have a couple hundred miles on them, and they're actually coming apart at the seams. I wonder if they make shoes like they used to anymore, because our shoes, from the kids who get holes in them to mine, just are not lasting very long. But anyway, he said, go pick out the kind that you like. Let me know. Make a list, whatever. Because for me, like bathing suits, I have to know, I have to try them on and check them out. So I went to the store intending to do that. And what do you know? I found this amazing discovery. Mark, do we have a sound effect of like the heavens opening up? Because and that's what happened. Weirdly enough, I've never even heard of this brand either. So it's called Hoka One One. And not that it matters, but the official way that you pronounce it is Hoka One One, because I did this research. It means fly. That's what Hoka means. And One One means earth. So fly over the earth. And it's a language spoken by the indigenous people of New Zealand. I actually had to write that down and read it, but it doesn't matter. That's beside the point. These shoes are fantastic. I've been running over 20 years. I'm not a competitive athlete, but I've done my fair share of half marathons and 5Ks and 10Ks. And as a teenager, I had a bunionectomy. So I had both of my feet operated on. I was in a wheelchair for the summer. And since then, my feet have not been great. And I know we deal with stuff, whether it's bad knees or plantar fasciitis or whatever the case might be. So I'm always on the hunt for good shoes. There was a while where the minimalist shoe was in. You could say this is kind of the maximalist shoe, because it really does the job when it comes to structure and cushion and all the things you need. I did not want to leave the store without these shoes. Now, they are pricey, and the kind that I got actually ended up being just as much as the other ones. They're upwards of well over $100, and I ended up getting mine for $89, so I was super excited about that. But when I posted it on Facebook, all these people came out of the woodwork, ultra marathoners, people that are super into running, and saying, yes, these shoes are the bomb. So I'm just telling you, I had never even actually heard of them, especially if you have foot problems. And it kind of looks like a clown shoe. That's what my husband said. But I think it's fine. I think it's sharp. Maybe I just have like love goggles on and I can't see their ugliness. To me, they look great. And one of the things that I was looking at, so May is National Running Month, is how, when you are time crunched, do you get in the exercise that you so know your body needs, but it's so easy sometimes to put it on the back burner when you legitimately have other things going on. So I wanted to share what I found with you. Even if you're not a runner at all, that's okay. If you can't exercise right now, you still might find these tips helpful in terms of managing your day. So, advice for time-crunched runners from elite marathoner David Mackey. This is what he says. If someone is motivated, they will find the time instead of letting life circumstances dictate everything. Is that true or what? Because we could say that about everything. There are things we should do, but we might not be as passionate about those things as we are other things. So they never really get done. So he's saying find something about a goal that you want to set, something that's going to make you passionate about it, so you'll want to fit it into your day. He says how he gets it done: wake up early, plan everything in advance, and that's just across the board, I think, a good tip. Don't compare training plans to anyone else, even on social media. Don't compare. Linda Isaiah had wise words about that. I think in general also, when you compare anything, you get yourself into trouble. It's good to be motivated and inspired by others, but when you compare, of course, we're all at different stages, so that's not good. And then he says, keep it interesting. If you need to update your playlist, do that. If you need to find an inspiring place to go, do that. What I love about running is all you need is a pair of tennis shoes and, for me, a couple sports bras, and you're good to go. And it's not an expensive or time-consuming sport. You can do it anywhere. So those are some tips. There you go, as you hopefully, as we all do, get motivated this time of year.
Well, the mail must go through. The mail must go through. No matter if it rains or snows, the mail must go through.
So several episodes back, we talked about the dilemma of moving. When do you relocate if you have an option, and when do you pass it up, and when do you know when it's time to move on? And we've been discerning this back and forth. Your feedback has been amazing. One email just came through that I want to share with you, though. It's from Kathleen, and I want to read what she has to say, sharing her experience. She said, first of all, I'm sorry I'm just getting to this episode. With 7 kids, 14 and under, I get behind on podcasts, but I want to share with you that we moved to Amish country 3 years ago. I came kicking and screaming, but had no choice as my husband was laid off and I was pregnant with our 6th child. We didn't know one single soul, and I was scared to death as a Catholic homeschooling mom because we were leaving the spiritual oasis of our parish where we felt fed. Also, so much of our homeschool community was tied into our church community. Why was God calling us out of this beautiful bubble? We didn't know, but we were scared, and we were forced to trust, truly trust. I didn't want to be the light, as one holy priest told us we were being called to be. This was not what I wanted to hear. I just wanted my flame to be kindled by the light of others where I was. That would be much easier after all. So at 36 weeks pregnant and with swollen ankles, the movers came and we headed north to a foreign land, even further from my family and now support system and friends of 12 years. My family was greeted that first day with dinner from a woman who is now a dear friend, a Catholic convert and a homeschool mom. Look at that, the way God provides. She said, I had a hard time postpartum because I felt for the first time in my life that I was an outsider. This was foreign to me. I grew up in Cincinnati. I was lost here. We were faced with anti-Catholicism by surrounding neighbors and townspeople. And so our children were learning apologetics at a younger age than I would have preferred. However, I began to meet some converts. We found our homeschooling community, and we were forced to slow down as country life tends to make you do. My husband, during this first year, expressed his desire for confirmation, which he had not before. He did not know that for 2 years, our only son had been praying for the two of them to be confirmed together. The two of them were confirmed together 1 year after our move with the Dominicans in Columbus. Wow. She also said during the same year, our son expressed a feeling he was called to the priesthood. My point in sharing all this is that in 3 years, I have seen such incredible spiritual growth in my family. None of us wanted to move initially, and now as we look back, we see God's hand in all of it. Now, none of us want to move, even if it would mean we could be closer to extended family. My husband would have been just comfortable where he was spiritually and never sought confirmation, and I'm not sure my son would have felt a vocation call, but maybe. My husband and I hold a holy hour at our current parish now, and he also leads a men's group under the national group called That Man Is You. Oh, I need to look that up, Kathleen. She said he never would have done this before. Also, his job is one now that allows him to travel significantly less and be home with the family. Thank you, Lord. I've met so many wonderful, truly faithful women here, and we are thankful to him for providing the job and bringing us here, even though we could not make sense of it at the time. So you know, he will open doors for you if he wants you to move. However, in your discerning process, I would recommend reading Father Gallagher's Discerning Spirits. Okay, I'm literally writing that down right now. Kathleen, are you writing this down? Are you listening? Because you know you're going to need this at some point. It's called Father Gallagher's Discerning Spirit. She said, this is about St. Ignatius' rules for spiritual discernment made easier for us. Maybe you've already read it. I haven't, actually. She said, I recommend this to all of your listeners. Read this purple book first, and then you can read the one in the series about discerning a big decision like a move. Okay, I'm going to put that in the show notes, but again, it's Father Gallagher's Discerning Spirits. She said, thank you for your podcast. It's a breath of fresh air. And that is from Kathleen. Wow. God bless you. Thank you so much. So there you go. And the funny thing is, if you follow the journey, and when I recorded with my mom the last show, she said, so I'm guessing because you planted that Mary garden, you're not going to be moving then. And I mean, what can you do but laugh? And it is true. Today, right now, we are staying put. And as we go on, we're just following the Lord's lead. And one of the things I read, Father Jacques Philippe has a book on peace, and it's been so helpful, especially now, is he said, so often in life, when we're at a crossroads, crossroads, or we're just not sure, we're waiting on God, or so we think, we increase our prayers and we add reflections and meditations and do all these things, and yet still we might not feel like we're hearing from God. And sometimes in our lives, for whatever reason, God chooses not to reveal himself the way that we might think he needs to. And that can make us restless or frustrated. And of course, that's what the enemy wants, because in that he takes our peace. So no matter where we are, we're in the palm of his hand. And I loved that reminder. And just like the Mary Garden, we're going to bloom where we're planted for now. So thank you so much, Kathleen. And as we wrap up, a big thank you to all of you, so many of you who took the time to enter this fantastic Bible study contest, the Walking with Purpose, The Starting Point by Lisa Brennenkenmeyer. Thanks to our listener, Lisa in Colorado, but so many of you have entered. You still have time. So I wanted to give a shout out to just a few of you who have entered so far. A big thank you to Amy in Kansas. She said, this is extremely interesting to me. I know my parish would benefit from a Bible study like this, and I'm going to explore and see if it might be a good fit for my parish. Thank you, Amy. We also received entries from Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, several from California, Teresa from Lindsay, Ontario, Canada, several in Ohio, Georgia, Florida, Texas, Alabama. So thank you, keep it coming. And again, you still have time to enter that contest for another week or so, depending on when you listen to this episode. During episode 98, though, our next show, we will pull a winner for that fantastic Bible study. You can get information on the last episode, number 96, and get your entry in if you haven't already. feedback@goodthingsradio.com is where you can submit. Let us know your name, where you're from. That's it. You're in the running. And with that, we're just about ready to wrap up. I'm ready. I don't know about you, but I'm ready for a nap or a run. That was a full show. Thank you. Thank you for being part of it. By the way, we have a new Podbean patron joining the show. So thank you. Thank you to Tanya and their family for their support. Thank you for believing in the program, helping us continue. If you would like to be a good friend of Good Things Radio, and all that means is you're supporting the program, you're helping it grow, you're building the community, you're helping us purchase software, things even for the Rise Retreat as we get going and build a community. And so you can give anywhere from $5 to $50 a month, more or less. Every penny goes to the ministry and the new evangelization and spreading the good news, the reason for our hope. So all you need to do is on the show notes, click on Become a Patron, go to podbean.com/goodthingsradio. You can also become a patron that way too. Thank you to my producer for his dynamic skills and quick work. Mark Cumming is a class act, and any production needs, he will take care of you. And you can find him at cominghomestudio.com. Let's connect. feedback@goodthingsradio.com or download the free app Voxer, V-O-X-E-R. You can find me at Brooke Taylor and the number one, Leave Audio. That's my favorite. Your feedback is so valued. Until next time, friends, peace and love. God bless you and keep you.